The Twins are honoring their 1987 World Series championship team at Target Field on Saturday before playing host to the Tigers. We'll pick things up in the third with Joe Mauer at the plate.
3-2, runners do not go. Ground ball, Bates it in the right. One hop off the dirt. Rounding third, heading home is Kepler. Presley's throw will be allowed to go all the way through, but he scores easily standing up. Sharp single for Mauer. 1-0 Twins here in the third. There's a line drive in the left center. That's going to drop for a base hit. Off the bat of Grossman. Sano is in. Mauer to third. Sano scores. Grossman slides into second. Twins lead 2-0. Another hard hit ball.
Too many pitches over the heart of the plate that these hitters could take advantage of, and their line drives everywhere, and that's not good.
There's a swing, the line drive, jam job into right. That's going to drop for a base hit. Boy, that's just a bad break. Rounding third, coming home is Escobar. He scores without a throw. A little jam job. Flair drops in. 6-0 Minnesota.
They've hit very few bloopers tonight. Was a rare blooper from a Minnesota Twin.
Upton's waiting on a 1-2 on the way, swinging a high fly ball, hooking down the left field line, and hit the foul pole! It's gone, a home run! 3-run shot for Upton, and the Tigers are right back in this game, now trailing 6-4. On the way, swinging a ground ball softly to second. Dozier charges, fields, and flips to Mauer for out number three. Tigers send 10 men to the plate and score 5.
Jordan Zimmermann struggles on Saturday at Target Field. The veteran right-hander goes 3 2/3 and allows 5 runs on 9 hits with just 1 strikeout.
I left a few balls over the middle, and I had a lot of deep counts. I mean, first pitch strikes were good, but then it just seemed like ball, and next thing you know, it's 2-1, 3-1, and I'm battling out there, and when I did leave the ball over the middle, it got hit.
Do you feel like you were, looked like you were on the edges, you were on the black a lot of 50-50 calls that weren't going. Were you forced to go over middle? Did you feel like?
No, I just, try to stick to the game plan and hope I would start getting those calls. And unfortunately, I really didn't the whole night. And, I had a rough time getting into lefties, fastball into lefties, and then the fastball away to right, or fastball away to lefties, excuse me. There was a lot of borderline calls that I thought could have went either way, and just didn't get those calls tonight.
Did you feel like, compared to the previous start, that your slider curveball were less sharp or the same, just not where you needed to put them?
Yeah, I think they were probably the same. I left one curveball up that got hit, and I left a changeup up that got hit. Threw some good sliders to Mauer that he took. I threw some good pitches, off-speed pitches that they just didn't swing at for whatever reason, and made my pitch count go up, and I had a lot of full counts, and then you have to throw a strike, and that's when they do damage.
Not getting some of the calls go your way, but looking back at it, was your stuff where you thought it would be, or were you happy with your stuff overall?
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, the stuff was good. I just had a rough time getting in the lefties, fastball in, and the previous start I was pounding them in, pounding lefties in, and I just wasn't able to do it tonight.
What did you think about the resiliency of the guys offensively here tonight, just to come back and make it the game that it was in the end?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we came out on the short end, but we showed a lot late in the game there, and I think we scored 5 runs in the eighth, which was great to see. But obviously this loss is on me. I got to do a better job, and if I limit the damage a little less, we're winners tonight.
This series will conclude on Sunday with Matthew Boyd on the hill for Detroit.